And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listen to Sats here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio playing the song Copenhagen. We're recording from Ungdomshuset, a venue in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yeah, and we're very happy that you tuned in. This is the first ever Maximum Rock and Roll World Radio, and it's a radio show showcasting punk culture from around the globe. We're honored and happy to host the very first edition, and later editions are going to be from all around the world. So, Mette, my co-host here next to me, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Mette. I'm part of doing the K-Town Hardcore Fest here in Copenhagen. It's a DIY punk and hardcore fest that runs every June.
Yeah, and I'm Alex. I run a scene called Living in the City. It's all about punk and hardcore, and mostly about Copenhagen punk and hardcore. And speaking of Copenhagen, this set is, of course, gonna be about that, since we're from here. It was fun to show you the story of Copenhagen punk, more specifically K-Town Hardcore, a brand of Copenhagen punk. And for the listeners who doesn't know what K-Town is about, can you explain that real quick, Mette?
Well, K-Town is Copenhagen. Copenhagen is spelled with a K in Danish, but the K-Town comes from a song called K-Town Mosh Crew, and the term was simply adapted from that song. But K-Town Hardcore is a specific kind of punk and hardcore that evolved in Copenhagen around the year 2000. And it was the first time in a really long time that Copenhagen put itself on the international punk and hardcore map.
Yeah, but before we go to that era, we will start off with some of the early Copenhagen punk songs. We're gonna start with Bratz with I Do What I Wanna Do from 1979.
First, we had Bratz with I Do What I Want to Do. Then we listened to Ads with Waiting for the War. And last, we had Kalashnikov, Famla Sig Frem from 1985. So this was the early punk rock years of Copenhagen. We chose some melodic bands because we really love these bands, but the Copenhagen scene was certainly not only this melodic at the time. If you're interested in listening to bands from that period in Denmark, you can check out the Pear Punk compilation. We'll tell you where to download it later.
And seriously, there's some noisy, crazy stuff in between that. One of the bands I like to mention is Before, which is completely nuts, and No Knox as well.
Yeah, they were definitely like very nihilistic and, well, they just play to have fun, and that's what punk is all about, I guess. A lot of these bands were also involved in the squatters movement and played in the squads of the early 80s.
One of the squads that was most visited was Allotria, a famous squad where punks dug a tunnel out of the squad to escape police, actually. One of the songs, I think it's the Ads song we just played, is featured on a support single, like support EP, together with City X for this very squatters movement. But nowadays, it's not so much about the squatters movement. It's more about the youth house anarchist movement here in Copenhagen. That's where the punk ties are. And we're now going to play some songs, which are from, what could we call it, the first K-Town era? Ain't that right?
Yeah, this is from the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, and that's when the scene was very closely related to the youth house, the first Ungdomshus on Jagtvej 69. And this is around the time when the term K-Town was coined. And we're going to start off playing Amdi Petersen's Armé, which is, I think we could easily call them one of the most popular bands from back then.
Yeah, I think they were one of the first Danish punk bands to tour the US in at least a very long time and will have success over there in the States.
Yeah, so check them out. Amdi Petersen's Armé.
Steel. も勝ち合う
You just listened to Gorilla Angreb med København i ruiner from a very special compilation from 2000, which features, I tell you, all the good bands from this time, like Snipers, Amde Petersens Armé, Aktiv Dødshjælp, No Hope for the Kids, like they're all on this 7-inch compilation. If you can get hold of it, do so if you like K-Town. The first song in this set was Amde Petersens Armé with En Borger af Samfundet. Then we listened to Asbest with Afstumpet, and after that Paragraf 119, Fingrene Væk. And just one short fun thing or interesting thing is, like, Paragraf 119 was, I think, the band I grew up with, and I think many punks from my generation grew up with them as well. And I don't know about you, Mette. How do you feel about Paragraf 119 today?
Well, it was one of the bands that I listened to when I was very young. And, like, politically, this band is very hardcore. So I guess everyone just kind of also got into the politics through this band, and also stuff like even feminism and anti-racism. So I think it's actually a very good band to grow up with. It's not a band that I listen to today, but why not grow up with this? Like, And actually, this song is about the struggle for the venue Ungdomshuset, because Ungdomshuset had been sold and there was a threat of an eviction. And basically, this song is get your hands off Ungdomshuset or, well, bad stuff is going to happen to your city.
Yeah, it's like fingerne væk, det er vores ungdomshus, means hands off our youth house. And the last song we played was Gorilla Angreb with København i Ruiner. And for me, Gorilla Angreb is a very special band too, because they just captured so much of my attention back then. Their gigs were wilder and more crazy than others, and they played melodic yet raw and completely crazy concerts. I don't know about you, Mette. You have a special story about Gorilla Angreb, right?
To me, Gorilla Angreb is the K-Town hardcore band. Like, I remember seeing their last show back in 2007 and just dancing around drenched in other people's sweat. It was really great to see them again at the reunion shows this year, and again, just dance like you cannot dance to any other bands the same way you dance to Gorilla Angreb.
Yeah, for sure. And if there's one band that has influenced contemporary Copenhagen bands, I think Gorilla Angreb is the one that did so the most. You'll find out later when we play some more songs. Anyhow, we're gonna continue with we call it the mid-2000s Mushpit Fuel, in lack of a better title, of the next set. We're gonna play some of the newer K-Town bands, but from the time where Ungdomshuset on Jagtvej 69, the youth house, the first one, was still around. So we're gonna start off with a band that many of you know, I am sure. We'll be right back.
So, first we'll listen to No Hope for the Kids with Copenhagen Suicide City. Then we'll listen to Bomberein, No Tomorrow from the cassette tape compilation Copenhagen 2006. Then we had Nuclear Dead Terror, The Darkest Age. And we finished off with Dead Token, All Dreams Are Nightmares. So, this was a mid-2000s mosh pit fuel. And I would definitely say that this was the period when crust was big in Copenhagen, as you can hear on many of these songs. Crust has never really been a big thing in Copenhagen. There's not many Danish crust bands. Like, to me, D-Beat and crust is more of a Swedish thing. And the scene has in many ways gone away now. People have chopped off their dreadlocks and put their studded vests back in the closet.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I definitely see your point. But during this time of the crusty bands and stuff, there was a lot of anger for a good reason in the city, because Ungdomshuset, this youth house, which is a social center, just to make it clear, it's like an anarchist social center which features concerts and stuff, and the K-Town Festival nowadays. Well, the youth house was being taken away by the government, by the municipal city council, and that fueled a lot of the punk back then, and made the scene grow immensely, and contributed to some extremely big gigs. I remember one where Bomberein was playing, which was, I think, one of the most fun punk gigs ever, where they were having a red bumper or leather jacket or something, which they hoisted down from the ceiling, and then the singer would wear it and not start singing before he got the jacket on properly. That was so much fun. Well, next up, we're gonna listen to some of the newer contemporary bands. We can call it the new wave of K-Town hardcore, perhaps, Mette.
Yeah, I think that's a great title. We didn't steal that from anyone. Well, first up is Dogmatist's Small Roads. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and that was the last set from us for today. First, we listened to Dogmatist with Small Roads. Then we listened to Halshug with Sort Sin. Then it was Junta with Krigen kommer snart til Europa. Then The War Goes On with This Shitty Life, easily one of my favorite LPs of recent years. Then we listened to Planet Y, Sort Verden. And there's like a fun story about that tape.
Well, I missed the first batch of demos, so Marcus from the band was nice enough to make a special tape just for me. It's dubbed on a really weird tape that contains recipes or something like that. The B-side is really weird to listen to. But anyway.
Yeah, and then we listened to Big Mess with the 20s. Then it was Moth with Synthetic Hands. And thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. If you want to check out more K-Town punk and hardcore, I suggest you go to thefatpunk.dk, thefatpunk.dk, which is basically a local punk who's collected a bunch of punk and hardcore records on his blog. And I think there's most of the bands from Copenhagen on there for free.
We've reached the end of the first Maximum Rock and Roll World Radio Show broadcasting here from Ungdomshuset, Copenhagen. We hope this will be the first of many shows from all over the world. So if you're interested in broadcasting from your region, get in touch with Sam over at sam@maximumrockandroll.com.
Do it.
Thank you for listening today. We're going to finish off with one of our favorite contemporary K-Town hardcore bands. Here's Night Fever with New Blood.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.